Teenagers hoping to clinch the title of state champion for the Poetry Out Loud program gathered last weekend at a competition in Reno. Our reporter, Holly Hutchings, was there and has the story.
9 high school students take turns standing on stage at the KNPB studios in near darkness, illuminated only by a few lights aimed in their direction. They take their mark, facing rows of family members, strangers, and 2 tables of judges. Then they deliver their words. Some written hundreds of years ago.
Light. More light. The shadows deepen. My life is at ebbing low.
Our stone wall was built by slaves, and my bones are paid for.
If you say you're ugly to an ugly person, no credit for honesty.
That was Sandra Luvano from Clark County, Michael Kerr from Washoe, and Michaela DeGuzman of Elko. Lyon County ultimately took the title of state champion this year. Gray Hunt of Urington High School is now a 4-time winner and will head to D.C. next month for nationals. Other participants like Sophia Peterson, a junior at Carson High School, have also worked hard to get this far. She is well-versed in speaking on a large stage because she represented her school in a national debate competition this year. But for her, this event is different.
I really think that the beauty of poetry is really the way the words move. And I think really becoming familiar with those words, like palpable, the way it moves across your tongue, that really just helps you get kind of, I guess, in the zone because you just are so familiar with the way the words are meant to be spoken.
Through the process of learning the poems, Sophia discovered that each one has multiple meanings. She says she has a true appreciation for the author's words and intention.
There's a lot of, I guess, imagery in poetry, and I feel like you can find an image, even if it's something super obscure, like the tombstone of my dead child. Like, I've never experienced that, but I can see it from kind of my own experiences of, like, losing a loved one or a loved pet, and I can also kind of inject myself in those poems that way.
Junior Dexter Yago from Story County first won his local competition at Virginia City High School 2 years ago as a freshman. Just 5 years ago, Dexter moved to the United States from the Philippines.
Coming from a different place, you know, during like my first years here, it was kind of hard to like fit in because it's a different culture, different people. But this type of events helped me like, you know, kind of see how to adapt and how to overcome such things.
He credits one of the poems he learned with helping him see how to push through discomfort and be in control of his new life.
Like my second poem, Invictus, which is written as a motivation one when times gets rough. And there are certain things in life where we're kind of stuck, and that poem kind of has a deeper meaning than it's just written.
It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
That was Invictus. William Ernest Henley wrote the poem in 1875. All 9 competitors performed their poems for the first 2 rounds, followed by the judges' difficult task of choosing a winner. Dexter and Sophia were not named finalists, but as juniors, they might come back again next year. For them, it's about more than the win. They've pushed themselves beyond their comfort zones and have learned skills not taught in a typical classroom. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Holly Hutchings.
Holly Hutchings is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism. As a note of disclosure, Poetry Out Loud is a program of the Nevada Arts Council, who is an underwriting sponsor of this station.